We are living in a golden age of influencers, when it seems like every day a new person emerges from obscurity to become a social media sensation. And it's not just teenagers and 20-somethings who are getting famous online. Let's bring in Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera. She helps us analyze culture and conversations on social media. Welcome back, Femi.
Thank you very much, Tanya.
Yeah, well, first of all, in case folks haven't noticed, older people are becoming TikTok stars too. My kids love to show me these kinds of videos. Grandfluencers, right? Who are they?
Yeah, well, they don't necessarily have to be grandparents, but they're in a certain age bracket. Let me give you a couple of examples. Have a look out for Irvin Randall on Instagram. He says in his profile, too grown. He is an educator, a model, extremely pleasing, some people may well say, when they look at him. He's stylish. He's extraordinary. He looks like the young influencers, but obviously he's of a certain age. There's Baddy Winkle, who I love. She's on Instagram, 3.5 million followers. Her tagline is "Stealing your man since 1928." She is outrageous. She's wearing a onesie. She's wearing a feather boa. Her hair is different colors. They are embracing the fun of social media. And the reason why that we're looking at some of these extraordinary older social posters is because most people who post on social media are under 35 years old. So they're breaking that mold, breaking that trend.
Yeah. I mean, let's hear from one of them, a group called the Old Gays. Here they are on TikTok after finding out that the pop star Rihanna is following them.
Why would such a beautiful, talented woman of Rihanna be watching us?
Because we're entertaining, aren't we, Rihanna?
Or maybe it's because she thinks of us. I'm looking for this. So old.
All right, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the Old Gays, I'm going to tell you. So you know, what is it that's drawing people to these older...
They're California friends. I don't want to just call them the Old Gays because they're also great individual personalities. Go on then, Tanya, sorry.
Yeah, I was just referring to how they were referring to themselves. But what is it that's drawing people to older influencers now? Is it something about this moment we're in? Or is it just that, I mean, we're part of the world too?
Exactly that. And also, as you heard in that little Instagram clip where Rihanna loved the Old Gays, which is their Insta handle as well, is that they're fun. They have a twinkle, they have confidence, they're smashing taboos. They're also too old to worry what people think about them. So they have that special secret sauce that you really need to be a successful social media influencer is that you just say what you think, you say what's on your mind, you don't mind if you're being outrageous, and they're really too old to care. It doesn't really matter.
On the other side of this, right, on the other side of the spectrum, there was a controversy recently between the parents of 14-year-old YouTuber Piper Rockville and star Pink. What happened here?
So a little while ago, Pink posted this tweet. How many kids like Piper Raquel are being exploited by their parents? And at what point do the rest of us say, this isn't okay for a 13-year-old to be posing in a bikini whilst her mother takes the photo? Question mark, exclamation mark, question mark, exclamation mark. It got a huge conversation started. If you don't know Piper Raquel, she's a young influencer. She sings, she makes videos. She's got a huge YouTube account, over 8 million people. And now she's 14 years old and she's hugely, hugely successful. So Pink was not calling out Piper. She's a minor. Pink was calling out a parent for allowing her minor to post some provocative pictures.
You know what's interesting about this? Yeah, Femi, is that, I mean, since the beginning of time in the entertainment industry, we've seen kids become stars. Shirley Temple, Drew Barrymore, Britney Spears, that's just a few of them. Yeah. How young is really too young?
Well, it's that what are you wearing argument that every teen is very familiar with. But how young is too young? It's technically for social media about 13 years old. Most social media platforms do not let minors post unless they have parents' permission. And then it's a case of what are they doing on social? And what Piper has done, and she started posting from when I think she's about 9, is that she's growing up in front of us. So she's experimenting with clothing, she's pouting, she's looking sexy for her friends. And that is the issue. It's like, Are we ready to see youngsters grow into adults in front of us? And what are the repercussions if people who don't have good intent are watching that blossoming?
That was Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera.